Welcome, everyone, to T.S. Wright Speaks, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I'm so glad you could join us today, and we are now going to dive into James chapter 1, and you guys, last week we had a lot from James 1, but we're going to look at this from a little bit different angle, and so turn in your Bibles now to James chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 2, and it says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Now, in James 1, what really is happening here is he's giving you a breakdown of spiritual growth. Really, what we're going to say is this is the 12 steps of spiritual growth, according to James. And so as we're looking through this passage, we're going to be picking it out through its different parts in this chapter and finding these steps, these 12 steps of spiritual growth. So the first one's in James, again, 1:2. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Think of it this way. Trials are not obstacles to faith, but basically what they are is they are the growth. They're like the growth points to start your journey of faith. We need trials because we need that testing, and it's also a way of training, and it's forcing us to use our spiritual muscles. So, you know, think about this. How do you respond to trials? When things go wrong and there's conflict and there's issues, how do you respond to it? What is your go-tos? I want you to think about that while we're talking about this, because how we approach these trials really is the key. And a lot of times we just keep having the same trial over and over and over until we start responding the way God wants us to respond. That's why they keep happening, is because God's trying to develop you. You're fighting it because you're wanting comfort and convenience. But what's happening is God's trying to get you to do it his way. All right. And God is much more interested in developing our character than he is our comfort and convenience, or our bank accounts. So we have to remember that. Okay. Always remember that God is more, he is more interested in developing your character because it matters for eternity. Remember that. Okay. So let's just start this. So think of it this way. Trials initiate this spiritual growth. They start, it's the testing ground and it's a training ground to start developing those spiritual muscles. Now, step two, trials again, and we talked about the testing. This goes right into step two. It really tests our faith, all right? And it puts our faith out there to make us start to use it again, start to flex those spiritual muscles. James 1:3 is the testing of your faith produces patience. Okay, remember that. It produces patience, and we need patience. Because, and I will just tell you from experience, God has had to really build patience in me, because when I was coaching, I had to learn to be very demanding, and it had to be about, everything had to be about right now, producing results right now. But that's not always the way the kingdom of God works. You plant a seed, it has to grow. You got to patiently work through the issues and all the things, and it's got to be watered and nourished and taken care of, the garden does, so that everything will grow the way it's supposed to. So it's better to think of it like a garden than the instantaneous of now results in our fast food consumer society, the way that we want results. Everything is about right now. Everything's about, if I gain knowledge now, then in a week some new knowledge can come out, and I got to gain knowledge then, and it's got to be right then, and I got to be the first to it. You see that demanding, crazy, just attitude that we're always pursuing and grabbing it hard, and thinking we got to demand it now and it's got to be done at the very second we want it. Well, that produces, that works against developing those faith muscles of patience. All right. So think about that. So test trials, test faith. Number three, step three, endurance develops character. James 1:3-4, let patience have its perfect work. See, and again, endurance and enduring and that working through everything. Remember, God doesn't walk us around the fire. He walks us through the fire. He does. You know, I always go back to when the three servants of Daniel are thrown into the fire. I'll go back to that. Read it. All right. These guys, they didn't get out of the fire. They walked into the fire and God got them through the fire. Well, metaphorically, we need to apply that to ourselves, and that God is going to walk us through that fire. All right. He's going to walk us through it. So endurance develops character. Think of that. And for us to gain maturity, we're going to have to learn how to endure things. We're going to have to work through, because as we do that, that's going to lead us to step four, and that is maturity. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. All right, God will give us wisdom. So when we're in trials, what it does is it puts us in a position of need where we can't do it on our own. So we have to go to God for him to give us his wisdom, his strength, and his help. And then we have to learn to rely on that. That's right. We have to learn to rely on that. You know, the Sermon on the Mount teaches us so much about the attitude that we need to have, all right, towards everything in life. What Jesus is really doing is shaping the attitude. He's taken what he's really done is he's, you know, they took the Ten Commandments from Moses, and the Israelites wanted to follow those in the technical aspects. But God was trying to shape an attitude in them. And the problem is they veered off from that, and they got so legalistic to hanging on to the law that they didn't develop the heart of it. The heart that was supposed to come with that, that God wanted them to develop. And so when Jesus came, he's trying to reshape that in his believers. He knew that they weren't going to have it at that moment. He knew it was going to take the Holy Spirit. But once the Holy Spirit came to them, then, oh, all these teachings made sense. And these teachings would take hold because the Holy Spirit would be there to be that force inside of us to bring that out. All right. And so that's very important. That's why the Sermon on the Mount is so important. Jesus is establishing the attitude that's going to be demanded of them or required of them later. And it's going to be because the Holy Spirit is bringing that out of them. And so, again, we have to be mature, and mature believers seek wisdom because we need help from God. We cannot do it on our own. Our wisdom is folly to God. We need God's wisdom. We need supernatural wisdom that only comes from him and comes through the power of the Spirit that he gives, that he puts in us. Step five, faith creates stability. James 1:6-8, a believer must always ask with faith. We're not to doubt. We don't want to be these double-minded men, and James talks about that, and being unstable, but we want to have that spiritual maturity, and we want to have a devotion and a commitment to the Lord that is single-minded. That means it is his way, period. All right, it is his way. We don't do it our way, we do it his way. So faith creates spiritual stability and continues to develop that maturity that we need to have. We can't do it without him. Remember that. We can't do it without him. Kingdom, then step six, then we need to have a kingdom perspective on wealth. There's a lot of verses about money and about wealth and not pursuing it. All right. It doesn't mean having it is necessarily a bad thing. It's not. But what we don't want is our whole life to be focused on just gaining wealth. Okay. Our life should not be focused on that. We need to have a kingdom perspective. All right. That everything's about building the kingdom. Wealth can be a tool to help with that building. Yes, absolutely. Okay. We're not meant to live in poverty. All right. Where we can't do anything and we're just stuck. However, we can't live just pursuing wealth either. That becomes our God. That's idolatry. That is not of God. All right. We have to pursue God and let him give us what we need to do his will. All right. So remember, it's really a, It's really a test in humility in many ways. So the kingdom perspective on wealth, and it's really a focus on being humble, because we don't want our wealth to create a status and like the success bubble around us. Like that becomes our identity. Okay. Our identity is in Christ, not in anything that we have or do. Remember that. Okay. 7, endurance leads to eternal reward. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. He will receive the crown of life. The faithful believer receives eternal rewards. So this endurance, remember, there's a reward at the end of all this. That's why we do it, because of the reward that Jesus is going to give us. All right. And we're going to be blessed because we put our faith in him. Okay. We're going to be blessed with eternal rewards that never go away. They're there. They're always there. They're not going to rust. They're not going to be taken. They're not going to be destroyed. All right. They're going to always be there. 8, understanding the origin of sin. Okay. And James is very clear about this. All right. Desire leads to temptation to sin, and sin to death. Just read James 1:13-15, and you will see this. 9, recognizing God's character. Okay. We have to understand his character, and we have to lift that up. All right. He is the giver of good gifts. He's unchanging. He's a source of spiritual birth. Believers are brought forth by the word of truth. Think about that. James 1:16-18 states this. All right. 10, receiving the word properly. James 1:19-21 gives us basically 3 instructions. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Okay. We need to receive the implanted word with humility. All right. We need to be humble, and we need to let God work in us. Some of this quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, really has to do with our relationship with the Lord. And again, if it's being patient, letting him work in us, reading his word over and over, and letting it filter in us. And we need to be patient with that process. So when we first get a word from the Lord, we shouldn't just speak it right away. All right. When we're listening to others, don't just speak right away. Listen and endure and absorb what they have. Okay, so before you speak, and don't be angry because you don't like what they have to say. Just take it in. 11, James 1:22-25, the critical turning point in these 12 steps, all right, to spiritual maturity. Hearing the word, doing the word, and that leads to blessing. So think about this. These words are like almost like a mirror, and they really show our condition. If we're following them, that means our spiritual alignment is right. If we're not, our spiritual alignment is wrong. We need to get aligned with the Spirit, and he will naturally bring these things out of us. So in a way, it's kind of a checklist to show our alignment with God and show our spiritual maturity. And we need to constantly be looking in God's mirror, not our own mirror, not from our own perspective, but his perspective, to see how it really is. And 12 and last, the evidence of, quote, true religion, how James puts it. James 1:26-27 says the latter, basically it's going to have a practical righteousness. We're going to be controlling our tongues. We're going to care for the vulnerable and people who need help. People in need is the best way to think of it. It talks about orphans and widows, but in a way it's a general sense of people in need. And then personal holiness. We do not want to be undefiled. We want to be pure and undefiled. All right. And that's how James refers to it. We got to walk in the purity of the Spirit. We got to cloak ourselves in the purity of Jesus. All right. And let him cover us. And so as we understand this, we've got to have this, think of it as having a spiritual formation. We've got to understand what spiritual formation looks like. And then we got to let the Holy Spirit transform us into that image. And James brings that out in 1. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to delivering this another message about James here next week. And so until next time, now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin. Are you looking to grow? Are you looking to be able to understand what real discipleship is? Or do you have a church or a body of believers that are looking for something to help you get past just the normal Bible study to actually be able to apply the Word of God. Well, we have a book for you. It's called Embracing the Truth. Go to tswrightspeaks.com. Message me and get your copy today. Again, tswrightspeaks.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and have a blessed day.